You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nice to have you along. We've got another trade request today.
Yeah.
Another day, another trade request.
Well, yesterday we had Terry McLaurin, old scary Terry, tell the Commanders that he doesn't want to be there anymore because they're not willing to give him a contract. And it sounds like the Commanders believe that, and this is one that I've said all the time, don't give receivers over 30 long-term expensive deals. They just... traditionally, they don't work out, like, hardly ever.
I can't say I knew he was that old.
Yeah, he's been around a bit, but he's coming off one of his best seasons. He's gone through all that crap in Washington. Now he's on the other side of it, and they have a real team with a real quarterback. And McLaurin's like, I want to get paid, and Washington just doesn't think there's a market for him out there, and they don't want to pay premium dollars for an older receiver. The Micah Parsons one today, that's a different animal. This is just... welcome to the world of the Dallas Cowboys. And they've finally done it where they've pissed off their best player, where he doesn't just want out. I mean, he's putting out paragraphs saying why he doesn't want to be there and why he wants nothing to do with Dallas. And it sounds like he's got the backing of some of the team's best players.
Yeah, I'm not sure Dallas sports fans could handle another stunning trade like that after the Luka news.
Yeah.
That got dropped on him.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is how Jerry does business, though. I mean, players hate it, which is why all the players have come to voice their support for Micah Parsons. But I just think this is a tactic, a trade request, and I don't believe they're going to trade him because they want him. It's just Jerry being Jerry. Jerry, I think that he gets off on playing hardball with contracts. Mm. Like I think it somehow
The only thing that makes sense.
It somehow validates him as a businessman, you know, and I feel like he really loves that, and it's important to him to negotiate hard, even if it ruffles feathers. It's all very unnecessary, but he does it with everybody. He's done that with find me a cowboy, a popular cowboy that he has not done this with.
I mean, this is
how he does it.
But this is what doesn't make any sense, is that if you're the Dallas Cowboys. And you end up re-signing these guys. You end up re-signing Ezekiel Elliott. You end up re-signing Dak Prescott. If you end up re-signing CeeDee Lamb. And now here comes Micah Parsons, who, by the way, is the best player you've had. He's the best player you've had in 20 years. Do you realize from an EPA standpoint, when Micah Parsons has been on the field the last two seasons, Dallas Cowboys have the number one defense in the NFL. And when he's not on the field, the snaps he's not on, it's the second worst defense. There is maybe four players in the league that have the impact that he does when he's on the field. And Micah Parsons came to them 2 years ago after his third year and said, hey, let's get a deal done. And his agent was like, and this has been widely reported. All right. This isn't one side of the deal. They said, I understand that we're leaving money on the table because the longer you wait, the more money you get because salaries keep going up. Not sure that Jerry Jones understands how the salary cap and salaries work in the NFL. Each guy that gets signed, the number goes up. It doesn't go down. It never goes down. It's not the way it works. And they said, hey, let's get a deal done. And Dallas said, nah, we're going to wait a little bit. So then they came to him a year later and were like, hey, we'd like to get something done, even if it means, you know, leaving money on the table. And Dallas was like, no, we're not ready to do it yet. So by doing this with Dak, by doing it with CeeDee Lamb, all you end up doing is signing a more expensive deal. Like if you were to sign a player, you could have probably signed, let's just take an arbitrary number, right? If player X comes to you and says, hey, I want $20 million, okay? I want $20 million a year, and that would make me one of the two or three highest paid edge rushers in the league. And you go to him and like, you know what? Not real comfortable with that. We feel like you're more like 17. Well, and so you decide to wait and delay. Well, a year, year and a half goes by, and four more people at your position get signed. And then the first one gets signed for 20. The next one gets signed for 22. The next one gets signed for 26. And now when you decide to re-sign them, no one's taking the 20 anymore. They're certainly not taking the 17. They've reset the market. They could have had Dak Prescott at probably 51 to 52 million, but they didn't. They waited, and you know what they got him for? 60. They have cost themselves, and Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb alone doing this, they have cost themselves roughly $10 to $12 million a year in salary cap. And if they do re-sign Micah Parsons and don't trade him, they will be on the hook for probably $15 to $16 million in wasted money with this contract negotiation. So it's one thing to say, we don't want to sign guys early. But ultimately, if you do sign them, you pay more in the end. It is the worst strategy. There's no successful team that does it this way.
Yeah, it's definitely not smart. And that, but no one's ever accused Jerry of being smart. Jerry's not about that. Jerry loves the drama. He loves the show. He loves the game of chicken.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares about the money. He doesn't. He loves making it look, he loves fans, right? See, everybody's talking about the Dallas Cowboys today.
Yeah.
He loves that.
Yeah. There was Ed Werder, one of the guys that had been covering the Cowboys for years said, this was about a year ago, I think this was during the CeeDee Lamb thing, they said, if you could give Jerry Jones another Super Bowl championship, but he could never do another interview, he said he wouldn't do it. He loves being Jerry Jones more than he loves winning.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a lot about the money, although...
But when Dallas has, to be fair to Dallas, Dallas actually does a good job in the draft. When you look at their draft... they've done a nice job over the years, right? There's good talent evaluators, but almost every good team in the NFL has the same five or six paid players. You pay a quarterback, you pay an edge rusher, you pay a corner, right? You pay a couple low linemen. That's the way it is. But you win in the margins. You win with, you look at what Philadelphia does and that roster, or what Kansas City does, and you give Howie Roseman $15 extra million, and he builds a Super Bowl winning team. And Dallas, by sitting here and playing some sort of stupid chicken game, and then still end up paying the freight that's more expensive, the price goes up, not down. They're the worst negotiators in the NFL. It costs themselves that $10 to $15 million, and that's the difference between a good Dallas team and a team that can actually win in the playoffs. You win in the margins because every good team has a handful of core players, and the elite ones are the ones that win in the margins, and there is not another team this side of the Cincinnati Bengals that are worse in the margins than the Dallas Cowboys. And realize that over the last 30 years, every team in the NFC has been to an NFC championship game except for one, and that is the Dallas freaking Cowboys.
Yeah, you need a smart cap guy. You need a smart money guy, but Jerry isn't that. And the thing, the worst part about Jerry is his kid.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is his quote cap and money guy?
Yeah,
and he's not that. So no. It's like the worst part about Jerry is that he just has to be involved, mm-hmm. and as long as he's involved, he's worth billions. I don't think it's about money to him as much as it's about being the big boss man,
yep.
and negotiating hard for his ego. That's it. That's what he does.
We've entered official Al Davis territory.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
With the Dallas Cowboys.
But by requesting a trade, I think what I think that most of the Cowboy players all know this about Jerry, and it's just this song and dance that you have to do with him. And I think by requesting a trade, what Micah is saying is enough. Let's just get this done.
Yeah.
Because if Micah were really pissed, he wouldn't be at camp.
Yeah.
He's there.
Yep.
He's been there the whole time. Jerry's just being Jerry. Micah knows that. They love him. He's awesome. McLaurin's a little different because, like you said, he's 30 years old. They're going to pay Micah Parsons. Yeah. And yes, they're costing themselves money, but I just don't think that's Jerry's big worry. It's not.
It's just baffling that if you do want to sign Micah Parsons, like if you were getting ready to buy a house and you had 40 years of data that every year that goes by, houses get more expensive, and you were going to buy one particular house, you're like, nope, this is the house I want. I don't want another house. I want this one. And then arbitrarily, you decided to wait an extra 2 years to buy the house. I would love to sit down with Jerry Jones and have someone actually get him to explain their strategy in this. Because they always cave and pay. It just doesn't make sense. And since they've done this with Micah Parsons, multiple edge rushers have reset the market and multiple non-quarterbacks have reset the market, period, as far as most expensive non-quarterbacks.
I think where Jerry might tell you, and again, I'm not saying this is right, but just watching them operate over the years, where he might tell you he makes up what you're saying is he finds... Like you said, they've done a good job in the draft.
Yeah.
He thinks he can find scrap heap guys that don't cost anything. If he did lose some money on the Micah Parsons deal, it's okay. He got what he wanted by being all badass and hard boss man, you know. But then on the flip side, he saves it on the back end with, you know, at running back or at another position. But that's always why the Cowboys have been viewed like Swiss cheese. It's like they have star players all over the place, and then the other places they have nothing. I think Jerry likes it that way. That's the way they've always kind of been built. It hasn't worked.
No.
So I don't know why he can't see that, but I'm guessing just ego and, you know, being Jerry.
They could have had Micah Parsons probably for 30-ish. And since then, you've had Nick Bosa, you've had Max Crosby, you've had Hunter from the Texans, and Myles Garrett, and now TJ Watt just reset the market for a non-quarterback. Why, Jerry? Why? Salaries at elite positions don't go down.
All right, coming up next, why tomorrow will break attendance records?
Ooh.
But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.